Sport climbing is going to make its debut in the Tokyo Olympics this summer after an 80-plus year history that began at Smith Rock in Central Oregon. Rock climbing has always had some unofficial competitive elements as athletes pushed boundaries and climbed higher and harder routes with new techniques. But how did rock climbing turn into sport climbing, an organized event with competitions and rankings and officials? And how did it all start at Smith Rock? So, the first recorded ascents at Smith Rock happened all the way back in the 30s and 40s, but the now famous climbing spot didn't start to gain any recognition until the 1950s, when Gil and Vivian Stainder, brothers Jim and Jerry Ramsey, and Jack Watts began to establish and name climbing lines. Then, in 1960, Oregon created Smith Rock State Park, and together, the Stainders and Jerry Ramsey published a 10-page guide to 30 different climbing routes in the area. Rock climbing continued to develop into the sport we know today, not just at Smith Rock or in the U.S., but all over the world. Then, in 1982, Alan Watts, the son of Jack Watts and a Madras local, did something that changed the sport forever. He drilled a permanent bolt into the wall. How was this different? Well, before permanent bolts, climbers could only climb on walls that had natural cracks and holes where temporary safety gear could be placed, and then removed after reaching the top of a route. The bolts opened up literally thousands of new walls for climbers because they didn't have to rely on these natural features. And bolts allowed Alan Watts and the climbers at Smith Rock to establish permanent, easily accessible routes where they honed their techniques and practiced the gymnastic movements that became a hallmark of sport climbing. Smith Rock became a climbing mecca, and the community there sparked an entirely new discipline in the sport of rock climbing, one that emphasized short, technical, high-intensity routes. This new climbing style was exciting, but the bolts weren't a universally celebrated innovation. Ethical questions about drilling permanent holes into natural landscapes immediately surfaced and are still around today. The competitive aspect of sport climbing also raised questions. Some climbers even boycotted the first sport climbing competitions and viewed climbers who did compete as sellouts. But ultimately, sport climbing found its place in a major way. Competitions allowed climbers to make money and gain recognition in the sport. Bolts still raise ethical questions, but their use has been regulated, and rules have been established to protect natural environments. And many climbers now climb indoors at sport climbing gyms, which have become popular all over the world. But the very first U.S. gym opened in Seattle in 1987, where two climbing pioneers literally glued rocks onto wooden walls. And this summer, Entreprise, a company who opened their U.S. headquarters in Bend, Oregon in 1988, will design and supply the climbing walls for the first ever Olympic climbing competition in Tokyo. And it all started at Smith Rock.